This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Before the show is done today, at some point in the 9 o'clock hour, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica, who basically brought the house down at Lane Stadium last night in Blacksburg. They'll be back in this area May 28th at Northwest Stadium. During the 9 o'clock hour, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica live, which you should experience at least once in your lifetime.
I know EB is pessimistic about the Caps' chances tonight, but we put it up as the poll of the day brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The question, very simple. Will the Caps win game two of their playoff series? Right now, 71% of our respondents say yes.
Ooh, I like that confidence.
How does that jive with yesterday's poll where you said if they're going to panic, and it was like 66% said, yes, they're panicking.
Here's what
how's
explains
that jive?
It. I'll tell you how it jives. Today's game day. People are pumped because it's game day, EB.
Right.
They've got anticipation.
Right.
They're expecting a win, a bounce back.
Listen, I don't want to be I want them to win. I want them to win in five now. I don't think
that's going to happen.
I just saw that and the
I'd
way
love
they
it to happen.
Dominated.
If they win the
it's
series.
It's hard for me to wrap my head around how we can pull this off.
If they win the series, big if, it's going seven. This series.
Probably.
If Carolina wins, it could go 5-6. Maybe, I don't think it'll be sweet, but if Washington wins, it's definitely going seven.
I don't like all this Carolina propaganda. I'm starting to bristle at it just a tad.
Yeah.
Now, I understand. As a Caps fan, and most Caps fans, they have to wear that the Caps got dominated in game one. There's no way around it. They were just thoroughly outplayed by the Carolina Hurricanes. And it pains me to say this. We're the better team in game one. Hopefully, we're the better team in game two.
And Donnelly mentioned it, and Carberry even mentioned it in his presser. The thing that is most humiliating about the being out hit part is we didn't even have the puck. So that's
didn't
what you're
it.
Supposed to hit them.
Yeah.
We didn't even have the puck, and we got out hit.
Mm-hmm. They're too fast to hit.
We need to lean like, on them tonight.
That's almost impossible to wrap your brain around.
Yeah.
I think you're right, though, EB. I just checked.
Yeah.
So the panic meter poll had 63% of...
Well, it was 66 yesterday.
Yeah, but it finished at 63%.
Okay.
It's up there for 24 hours. So 63% said, yes, panicking.
Panicked.
And right now, in the early voting, 71% say win.
Right.
So they just slept on it. It's just a bunch of panicky Petes.
So they slept on it. They feel a little bit better.
Or the panicky Petes aren't responding to this poll.
Right.
And they've tapped out.
Listen, I think it's by nature that you wake up each day and, you know, kind of, generally speaking, unless you're in some awful circumstance, you kind of wake up a little more optimistic.
By the way, this is not hockey related.
Speak for yourself.
But it is gambling related.
Okay, we like gambling.
And we just were talking to Spader about his parlay. So Paul Pierce is on one of the Fox shows.
Okay.
I think it's called Speak.
Former Wizard Paul Pierce.
Yes.
That's how I always remember him.
He didn't call bank. He called?
Called game.
Called game. Yeah. Such a great line. He was on the air. And he was talking about the Celtics-Knicks game, too.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Celtics were upset in game one.
Yep.
They shot 63-pointers, so people thought, oh, it's a lock. They're going to smash the Knicks in game two. I think that they were favored by close to 10 points.
Yeah, about 9.5. Yeah.
And they were,
they were pounding them. Like last night during the poker tournament, people were watching a little bit. I was looking at it. I was like, oh, the Celtics are
up 20
them. And then there was a stir late in the night. People were going crazy. I'm like, what happened? I'm like, oh, the Knicks beat the Celtics again.
So he said on the air.
Oh, what did he do?
If the Celtics lose game two at home, I'm walking here tomorrow 15 miles in my robe, no shoes on, barefoot. Put the house on
no
this
chance
table.
He's doing that.
No, that's it's impossible that a man of Paul Pierce's means is going to walk barefoot
remind
for 15
me,
miles.
Did Russell end up doing his walk to Ashburn bit? Or did
what do you think?
I can't remember.
He weaseled out.
How did he weasel out of it?
He just does what Lurch does and pretends like it never happens.
He doesn't talk about it.
Yeah, he must have to die a slow death.
Did he ever not pay? Didn't he pay on one of those dumb, outrageous statements he's
made? Maybe he did to some degree, but
yeah.
I know he did not walk to Ashburn.
What was the bet again? Can you refresh my memory?
If they beat somebody or
it was, I don't know. It's probably like Kicks where he says it's impossible to lose to the Cowboys or something.
Yeah, right. It's impossible for Tommy DeVito to lose to the
Giants to Tommy DeVito. Yeah. Impossible.
Yeah. So I took a Marinara.
Well, I think this is kind of a bad beat.
Why do I always pay up on my bets? And other people just
well, because you make a
way out.
I don't know.
Here's the Chris Russell bet. He said that he would walk all the way from DC to Ashburn if the Redskins, this is 2017, okay, finished 5-11.
Okay.
Because he had them better than that.
I guess
Jason,
so.
How long would it take you to walk from Ashburn to DC?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Forever. I think people started getting
hours,
worried.
Hours, half the day. I don't know.
Get hit by a car or something.
Yes,
like,
of course.
You know, it's like dangerous.
I mean, if you walked on the toll road, you would die.
You would have to find trails, which is going to make it even longer. Like you can't walk on a toll road. Like you'll get arrested.
I don't know. I don't know how you're going to find
the WOND trail down to Shirlington
that's
and then walk over somewhere.
But it would take forever.
Somebody
dude,
has to hold
on that thing, and it was a nightmare.
I rode my bike on it too, and I wanted to die.
Somebody has to hold Paul Pierce somewhat accountable. I get it. He's on TV. It's televised. I get it. It's a bit, but yeah. I mean, you got to make him maybe do a mile.
Paul
Pierce.
He'll probably come in to the studio with a robe on right, or no shoes and say, I just walked here.
Right. He just
by the
dropped
way,
off by a limo, yeah. I'm sure.
He's the type that probably does throw a ton of cash on these games.
He is a full-blown degenerate gambler. Years ago, we were out in Vegas, and we were at what was the place with the ghost bar? It's the Palms.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I walked by the blackjack table. I think some of you guys are with me. And Paul Pierce had the biggest chip stacks I've ever seen at a blackjack table. I mean, usually you go to a blackjack table and people's stacks might be like this high, mm-hmm, maybe this high. His stacks were like this high off the table. And they weren't like white or red chips. They were
probably purple.
They were the big money chips. Mm. He wasn't out there betting $5,000. He had a lot of money on the table.
Eric, this is kind of a bad beat. I was telling you a couple breaks ago that I put a considerable amount of money on a moneyline parlay of the Celtics and the Cavs.
Is it Ryan Spader level of money?
Nope. For me, it's a lot. To put the Celtics and the Celtics
a lot of
to
money
beat
to
the
put
Knicks
on a parlay.
Well, just to win the series.
I know.
The Celtics just had to beat the Knicks in the series. The Cavs just had to beat the Pacers in the series.
They still can.
Of course, it's not over, but they're both down 0-2.
Cleveland's going to be tougher because they've got all the guys
hurt. And I don't know if some of those guys are coming back.
It's unlikely both are going to come back from 0-2 deficits.
Probably.
It is unlikely. Unlikely. Yeah. I'm counting as a loss.
Yeah.
I mean, most people thought that the Knicks would be lucky to get one game in the series, and they're up 2-0. I love it. I was watching the game yesterday.
Well, how pathetic was that final possession with Tatum? I mean, I thought it was pathetic.
Excuse me if I don't shed a tear for the Celtics and their 500 banners hanging from their ceiling.
No, to be fair, Tatum is a great player. Yeah. And listen, I don't watch a lot of NBA anymore. It's kind of repulsive to me. But he didn't even have a good handle on the ball the entire possession. He kept losing it. I think it was Rudy Gay tweeted this. Did you see the tweet Rudy Gay had? Mm-mm. And I think he nailed it. Rudy Gay said, "I'm convinced guys don't know what to do inside the 3-point line anymore."
I think he's probably right.
Yeah. Now, Tatum, to be fair to Tatum, the possession before that, they ran the exact same play. He had a head of steam, and he dribbled right in between two defenders and dunked it.
Okay, this time so he's going east-west. He didn't know what
Mazzulla
he was doing.
Mazzulla was asked, why didn't you call a timeout before that possession? Yeah. And he's like, well, we just ran the same play. And I think what happened is, to their credit, he gets in a situation where he's about to shoot a turnaround jumper. The Knicks swarmed him. They had three guys around him.
Right.
And Mikal Bridges made a really big play. He had 0 points in the first three quarters, mm-hmm. and he, I think, scored 14 in the fourth quarter. Well, the Knicks just, well, if you keep them in the game, they're going to get you, because I think by maybe by votes from the players, I'm not sure, Jalen Brunson was dubbed the most clutch player in the NBA.
Yeah, he's been clutching the
playoffs. I only saw the final play because I was too busy looking at Big John's exposed cards at MGM last night. But just by looking at this, the final score... Gross. It might have been the greatest game ever. 91-90. I don't get sized.
Do you know how many points?
I like games in the hundreds.
Yeah, yeah.
The Knicks have missed, the Celtics have missed 75 threes in the series.
I see what's happening.
75.
I'm just telling you, aesthetically,
so
looking at that score.
They're 25 for 100.
It makes me want to be blind. I don't want to see a score like that in the NBA playoffs. Yes.
Do you know how many points OKC had in the first half yesterday?
I think it was 82.
Yeah.
87.
87.
That's ridiculous.
They almost hit the total of the Knicks-Celtics game.
That is a gross total for me.
Well, Tim Legler called the first game an abomination to basketball.
Yeah.
He's on TBB side.
The world-class three-point shooter, one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Just said... They just jack him up. He said they played the final 18 minutes of the game like there was 3 seconds left.
All right, can I just say again? Can I get my back padding machine back?
It's always attached to your chair. I called this 10 years ago.
Like 10 years ago. I think it was a first.
You might have been tip of the spear.
It's degenerated. It's awful basketball. And I know Steph Curry's amazing and all that stuff, but... I hate it.
A three-point contest.
It's a three-point contest that just anything, anybody gets their hands free.
I hate that.
Don't even have to be open. Just launch it. I hate it. Sorry.
I love NBA playoff basketball.
NBA
I'll tell you
playoff
that.
Games that where both teams end under 100, that result should be null and void. You should replay the game, in my opinion.
I was going to say,
in 1987, they weren't taking 43s in 1987. Yeah. That's okay. But in 1987, that's how games ended in the playoffs.
I know. I'm well aware that the scoring's way
actually
up.
Into the 90s.
But Tatum has been a complete dud so far in this series. 5 for 19 last night, mm-hmm. and 7 for 23 in the other game. Or no, 7 for 23 last night. 5 for 19 in the first.
Not good.
No.
All right.
And my bet's a big fat loser.
Let's bang out some of these calls.
Shocker.
Definitely a loser.
It is an open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. I've also determined, Cakes, I said this a few weeks ago, I think it's coming back. I think people are buying into open line Thursday again.
I hope you're correct. 800-636-1067 is the number.
Let's go to Ron in Frederick. Ron, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, boys. Love the show. Big fan, as always.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, man.
Got to be a little bit Rick. I called in before. You can probably call me Rick Ron. That's fine.
Okay.
All right, Rick Ron. What's up?
All right. Sound depressed.
You sound very muted today,
Ron. Were you like
Ron?
A Caps fan or something?
What are you upset about today, Rick Ron?
Today I got to talk about how most of EB and Case, you guys are pushing Jaden to get laid and go out and all that stuff, pushing down that road.
You understand
and I'm like,
we're
what are you?
Kidding. You understand we're
I know,
kidding.
It's a bit, but leave the man alone. What do you want to be like a Tyreek Hill? And
no, but do you find it odd that his mom is pretty much omnipresent everywhere he goes? His mom's there. Do you find that odd?
Not if he, again, different lifestyle. He's like a Tim Tebow 2.0, right? So she raised him right. She's taking care of him. If he plays, I want him to play. So if this gets him to play.
I agree with that general sentiment, but I do think at some point parents have to break away from their children and let them blossom.
Sure.
And listen, I love hanging out with my kids as much as anybody, but I'm not going out on their dates. You know what I mean?
I'm right. I'm kind of joking with you as well.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, he is. You know, people. He's a good Christian guy. Just, you know,
hey, I love that.
We don't want him down there.
I love that. I'm not trying. I don't want him Tyreek Hill. I don't want him banging strippers.
I mean, we basically said he's a perfect person. Yeah. He's the guy that Hoobastank is singing about back in the day.
I would love for him to marry one of my kids. It'd be great.
You think he caught the reason?
No, I don't think so. There's no chance Jaden Daniels knows who Hoobastank is.
Hey, Rick Ron Ray, what else are you pissed about?
Well, I'm not pissed, but I am concerned about the Caps because part of me is like, we've done this before. We're going down this road, and they're going to lose in four or five. But they've broke that a couple years ago, and they haven't. So I'm torn. It can go either way. I was kind of upset about DB busting on them a couple of days ago about how bad they were and why didn't they play so good.
But I just have to be honest.
Like you're kind of in the same long
camp.
Series,
so. It sounds like you're kind of in the same camp.
Yeah, well, again, I've been here for, 50-some years. You're used to this. But then a few years ago, both them and the Nats broke that streak. So I'm confused. We haven't had this before. So
let me ask you a question. I don't know what the word, your inflection or just your tone, you kind of have a reserved, almost but like a down vibe to you. Give me something that you're excited about.
He's a Debbie Downer?
A little bit. Just like your tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
are you a little bit depressed?
Aren't we all? I mean,
Lurch, what is it? BetterHelp?
BetterHelp, man.
BetterHelp. Like, yeah. I just feel like you're a little bit down, man.
You need to pick me up.
I want to see my teams win. I want to see things good. I mean, I'm very excited about the command.
You sound like you need to speak to a BetterHelp therapist.
Right? I do. Yeah. I think BetterHelp.
Or I need to get better teams, maybe.
Yeah. He's in Frederick. I would recommend just go to Roy Rogers. It'll lift your spirits.
That's probably a good idea.
Like one of those in Frederick.
Right off like 95 or something.
What do you mean off 95?
There's no 95 in Frederick.
Oh, I was thinking of Fredericksburg. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was thinking of Fredericksburg. Yeah. No, up 70. 270. Okay.
All right. Have a good day. Weekend's almost here.
Maybe he's upset that Ben mistakenly played Rock You Like a Hurricane when I banned that song during the playoff series. I don't know.
It could be.
Who knows?
It could be that Frederick has some of the world's ugliest people.
You're saying it's Frederick?
You love to attack Frederick and Laura.
Dude, Ron, you might be an attractive person, but will you admit when you go to the grocery store there, sometimes it's wild?
Yeah, it's wild. I also live further in Washington County, it's even wilder out there. But yeah, absolutely.
I'm telling you, dude, you got to experience it.
What do you do for
a
living, Ron?
Well, I did go to Costco. I took EB's advice and heard that there's a lot of good things at Costco. They were busted on you last week about that.
You're just finding out that Costco has good things in 2025.
Taking EB's advice.
Yeah, see,
Ron, what do you do for a living?
JP, I'm in IT.
He's an IT guy.
All right.
I kind of have a story kind of like you. I have some younger kids. And
IT for him doesn't stand for inspirational technology.
No.
Come on.
So you got two. So
sorry,
you got like you, so you had kids that are grown, and now you have some new young ones.
Yeah.
Second marriage.
Doing it all over again.
No, it's first one.
First marriage.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Long story. But love you guys. I'm not down. I'm just kind of. We like to say reserved. It's hard to the IJS kicks in when they start losing.
Right. He's doing it's about
hard.
He's a good
IJS. All right, Ron,
if they have a big game tonight, that's going to be awesome. If they have a big game tonight, that's going
to
be awesome.
Try to be happy.
Yeah,
man.
Live a little.
I'm happy.
Have a black cherry Surfside.
That makes everybody's day better.
Yeah,
I agree.
All right, Ron. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, love you guys.
All right, love you, man.
All right, don't forget you can join in on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. Don't forget Warren Sharp, NFL analytics expert. He'll join the show coming up at 9 o'clock.